From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia commits to increasing trade under the ASEAN, Australia, and New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. Pertamina explores new energy sources through green businesses. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan stated Indonesia's seriousness in increasing the trade commitments with New Zealand under the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Australia, and New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. The signing of the second protocol to amend the agreement is also one of Indonesia's economic priority achievements as chair of ASEAN in 2023. For this reason, Indonesia hopes that the increased agreement cooperation can be realized soon. The minister conveyed this message during a meeting with New Zealand's Minister of Trade and Export Development, Damian O'Connor, in Detroit, the United States, Saturday. He noted that the increase in the ASEAN-Australia and New Zealand Free Trade Agreement cooperation aims to further facilitate and provide benefits for the business sector. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto expressed Indonesia's readiness to become a supplier of electric vehicle batteries to the United States. He noted this during a meeting with the U.S. Trade Minister Gina Raimondo on the sidelines of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity, or IPEF, ministerial meeting in Detroit, the U.S. During the meeting on May 26, Minister Hartarto stated that Indonesia, as a country with large nickel reserves, could become a strategic partner for the U.S. in developing electric vehicles. U.S. Trade Minister Raimondo lauded Indonesia's support in the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework and said that cooperation in the development of electric vehicle batteries could have a major impact on both countries, especially in opening job opportunities. Speaking in connection with this matter, Minister Hartarto said that Indonesia had conducted various structural reforms, one of which was through the Omnibus Law or the Job Creation Law to increase foreign direct investment and improve the investment climate in Indonesia. Indonesian state oil and gas company Pertamina has stated that it is giving more attention to climate change by exploring new energy sources through the development of green businesses, which are expected to contribute more revenue. According to Salyadi Saputra, the state oil and gas company's business strategy, portfolio, and development director, the revenue contribution of the state oil and gas company from fossil fuel still stands at around 82%. Pertamina expects the new renewable energy business to help reduce this revenue contribution to 60% by 2030 and to 30-35% by 2060. Saputra said that Pertamina had an obligation to ensure that energy is available, affordable, and reliable for the public. the development of new green businesses is a commitment from Pertamina to support the Indonesian government's target of achieving net zero emissions by 2060 or earlier. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Trade ministers of 14 countries in the U.S.-led Indo-Pacific Economic Framework talks substantially completed a deal to make supply chains more resilient and secure. The U.S. Commerce Department said on Saturday it marked the first tangible results of the year-long negotiation. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told a press conference in Detroit Saturday that the first-of-its-kind agreement calls for countries to form a council to coordinate supply chain activities and a crisis response network to give early warnings to the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework countries of potential supply disruption. The deal provides an emergency communications channel for the countries to seek support during supply chain disruption, coordinate more closely during a crisis, and recover more quickly. China Eastern Airlines on Sunday sent the country's narrow-body jet C919 on its first commercial flight, marking the homegrown plane's entry into passenger service and a milestone for China's efforts to become more self-reliant. Commercial Aviation Corp of China began developing the C919 15 years ago to rival the Airbus A320neo and Boeing 737 MAX single-aisle jet families. President Xi Jinping has hailed the project as one of China's best innovative achievements. COMAC expects to be able to produce 150 C919 planes a year in 5 years. Secretary General of the Muslim World League, Sheikh Mohammed Al-Issa, on Saturday held talks with Pope Francis at his office in St. Martha's House in the Vatican. The two sides discussed a number of issues related to shared values and the civilization alliance. Following the meeting, Al-Issa said he was delighted with the sincere, brotherly, and deep dialogue with Pope Francis at his residence. Last item, at Saturday's National Assembly session on amendments to the law on entry, exit, transit, and residence of foreigners in Vietnam, the government of Vietnam proposed extending the validity of e-visas from 30 days to a maximum of 3 months and allow multiple entry. To encourage foreign visitors to stay longer, e-visa will be granted to citizens of all countries and territories as proposed in the draft amendments. Multi-entry e-visas will facilitate conditions for tourists and business people seeking investment and trade opportunities in Vietnam. The bill is expected to be approved at the ongoing mid-year National Assembly session. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo receives U.S. ABC delegation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a visit from a delegation from the United States ASEAN Business Council, or USABC, at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java Province, on Thursday, May the 25th. After accompanying the President, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the meeting discussed various cooperation in the field of investment and trade relations between the United States and Indonesia to improve the ecosystem for the electric vehicle industry. According to her, in this sector, Indonesia has enormous mineral resources. In addition, efforts that can be made by Indonesia are also discussed to obtain facilities to enter the electric vehicle market in the United States, including increasing Indonesia's role and ability to attract investment.
Pertama, mengenai bagaimana Indonesia meningkatkan ekosistem dari industri electric vehicle atau mobil listrik yang memang Indonesia memiliki.
First, regarding how Indonesia can improve the ecosystem of the electric vehicle or electric car industry, which in this regard, indeed Indonesia has very large mineral resources. Second, how can Indonesia also get the facilities to enter the electric vehicle market in the United States, and how can we increase our role and ability to attract investment? Sri Mulyani further said, during the meeting, President Joko Widodo conveyed the Indonesian government's commitment to continue to carry out economic transformation through downstream industry, strengthening the electric vehicle industry ecosystem, energy security and transition, to the development of the new capital Nusantara. In addition, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said the President and a number of companies on the energy industry discussed climate change issues and the importance of carbon capture technology. The Indonesian government will also comply with commitments in dealing with climate change.
Sekarang concern mengenai climate change, di mana teknologi carbon capture menjadi penting.
Now the concern is about climate change where carbon capture technology is important. The government will continue to support policies for energy independence and security in Indonesia and at the same time comply with climate change commitments in Indonesia. Related to the digital economy, Sri Mulyani said the Indonesian government will continue to improve communication regarding trade patterns, starting from the service side to the security side. According to her, the dominance of the digital economy needs to be balanced not only with good and fast service, but also in terms of security and integrity. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice, and send the essay and the audio to our email, voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with May the 28th, 1905. The Battle of Tsushima ends with the defeat of Russia. The Battle of Tsushima was the last and most decisive sea battle of the Japanese-Russian War from 1904 to 1905. The battle took place in the Tsushima Strait on May the 27th and 28th, 1905. The steamships of the Imperial Japanese Combined Fleet under the command of Admiral Togo Heihachiro destroyed a two-thirds of the Baltic Fleet of the Russian Empire under the command of Admiral Zinovy Rozhestvensky. Russia's defeat paved the way for the Treaty of Portsmouth, which ended the Russo-Japanese War of 1904 to 1905. Turning to May the 28th, 1964, PLO is established. The Palestine Liberation Organization, or abbreviated PLO, is the official political institution of the Palestinian Arab nation, which has received international recognition. It consists of a number of resistance organizations, organizations of legal experts, students, workers, and teachers. The purpose of establishing PLO is to liberate Palestine from various forms of violence that often attack its civil society. Yasser Arafat was chairman of this organization from its founding in 1969 until his death in 2004. Its current leader is Mahmoud Abbas, the president of Palestine. I'll end today in history with May the 28th, 2008. Nepal declared a democratic republic. Nepal Republic Day marks the anniversary of the founding of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal on May the 28th, 2008. The establishment of the republic came at the end of years of civil strife. In 1991, Nepal's first elected government was formed. However, the new government policies caused an economic crisis. Civil strife from the early 1990s eventually turned into civil war. As a result of the war, Nepal proclaimed itself as a republic on May the 28th, 2008. This marked the end of the 240-year monarchy. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Detlef Jörg in Hanstedt, Germany. He was listening to a German program through frequency 3325 kHz at 6 to 6:28 p.m. UTC on January 9, 2023 with SINPO 4344. It's very interesting because you can monitor our broadcast clearly. Thank you for your reception report. Your report is very meaningful. Well, Mr. Jerk, my friend from the German section will reply to your letter. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Kenyataan ini tak seperti yang kukira, bahwa diriku akan milikimu selamanya. Bila hati memutuskan untuk tetap bertahan, ini semua karena cinta yang masih tersimpan. Jangan pernah kau sangsikan kesungguhan cinta ini. Ini diriku yang seutuhnya mencintai dirimu. Jangan pernah kau ragukan ketulusan cinta ini, karena tak pernah engkau temukan yang seperti diriku. Selalu membandingkan diriku dengan siapa wanita yang pernah bersama denganmu. Mengapa kau tak mengikuti kata hatimu, bahwa diriku yang hanya bisa membahagiakanmu. Jangan
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia host Group K of U23 Asian Cup qualification. The U23 Asian Cup Football Championship will be held in Qatar in 2024. But before heading to Qatar, every Asian country and Australia must go through a qualifying group round. The 2024 U23 Asian Cup group stage draw took place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Thursday. Based on the draw, the U23 Indonesian national team was joined in Group K of the 2024 U23 Asian Cup qualification along with Turkmenistan and Taiwan. Chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, Erick Thohir, on the official website said, PSSI is aiming for the best result for the Indonesian national team in the 2024 U23 Asian Cup qualification, which will take place in September. According to him, the map of football competition in Asia is currently balanced, especially in the age group. So, whoever the opponent is, the preparation for the Indonesian national team must be optimum. Erick Thohir added that he was optimistic that the atmosphere of Indonesian football was getting better after winning gold in the SEA Games Cambodia recently. The results from Cambodia will provide positive energy to achieve the best results so that they can qualify for the Asian Cup finals. Before moving to the finals in Qatar 2024, 43 teams must compete first through the qualifying round, which will be held from September 4 until 12, 2023. The group stage of the tournament qualification will be held in 11 countries, among others Indonesia, Bahrain, China, Jordan, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, and Vietnam. In the qualifying round, the teams will be divided into 11 groups with details of 10 groups containing 4 teams and 1 group containing 3 teams. After qualifying, 11 teams will be selected for the 2024 U23 Asian Cup Finals. Then, 4 other teams will qualify through with the best runner-up status from the 11 groups. Meanwhile, Qatar, which is the host, has been confirmed to qualify for the finals. Qatar U23 finals will take place from April the 15th to May the 3rd, 2024. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a letter from Ralph Urbancik in Eisleben, Germany. He was also listening to our broadcast in German program through website voinews.id on February 25, 2023 at 6 to 7 p.m. UTC with excellent SINPO 55553. In his letter, he said that he listened to an Indonesian song entitled Kopi Dangdut. Hello, Mr. Urbancik. Thank you for your letter. Please wait for a reply from the German section. Well, listener, wherever you are, if you listen to VOI broadcast but a lot of interference and noise, I suggest you use RRI PlayGo application. Just type RRI PlayGo on your smartphone, then select logo VOI. You can watch our live streaming, and if you miss it, you can watch it again. So what are you waiting for? Please download RRI PlayGo application immediately on your smartphone and iOS.
Mm-hmm.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Cyclop Waterfall in Jayapura. Jayapura district is one of the regencies in Papua province, Indonesia, which capital is located in Sentani district, 33 kilometers from Jayapura city. In Sentani, there is a very beautiful waterfall called Cyclop Waterfall, located in Sereh, Sentani sub-district. The location of the waterfall is about 35 kilometers from downtown Jayapura and can be reached by car. It's just that after arriving at the area of the waterfall, visitors still need to continue this journey on foot through the path for about 20 minutes through the forest to arrive at the Cyclop Waterfall. If you like nature tourism, you'll find the Cyclop Waterfall very amazing because this tourist spot has stunning views surrounded by large boulders. But to get to this location, you need a lot of energy because the hiking trails are quite challenging. However, along the way, you'll be treated to views of wonderful green lush trees. The waterfall is also far from residential areas, so the water which comes from the mountain close by is very fresh and clean. It doesn't look muddy or dirty. You can even swim in the pool under the waterfall. There are a lot of objects that you can make as backgrounds if you want to take pictures, from the waterfall, trees, streams, and rocks. To enter the Cyclop Waterfall, tourists are free of charge. The hours of operation are also not specified, so you can come at any time. But the right time to come to this location is in the morning or afternoon. Traveling at night is not recommended because of the rough terrain. You will find it difficult if you have to climb when it is dark. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Listener, before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. Register yourself, send the essay and the audio by clicking the banner of the quiz on voinews.id and fill out your data on Google Form. This essay writing competition is open until August 20, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia, September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and our social media. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
Aku di sini.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is on ITS students innovate disaster mitigation bridge design in Gorontalo. In efforts to mitigate natural disasters, it is necessary to design a strong and adequate building infrastructure. Based on this, a team of students from the Civil Engineering Department of the 10 November Institute of Technology or ITS in Surabaya, East Java Province, innovated in designing a bridge design that has high resistance to natural disasters. The team, called Ergo, succeeded in developing a bridge design which called Molihuto Bridge. One of the team members, Akbar Majid, revealed that they used the case study of the Molinto Gupo Bridge in Bone Bolango Regency, Gorontalo. The Molihuto Bridge was designed with the principle of disaster mitigation so that it can survive natural disasters. Akbar said that the Molinto Gupo Bridge area is known to be prone to natural disasters such as flash floods and earthquakes, which resulted in the bridge to collapse. In its design, the Molihuto Bridge uses an arch bridge type. Akbar said it has several advantages, such as having a high level of resistance and being able to withstand large loads. In addition, the arch bridge has a stronger structure so as to minimize the use of steel. The bridge foundation is equipped with a layer of biotextile, which is a soil protective layer technology developed by the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, in 2022. This layer functions as a soil stabilization method to prevent erosion on the soil surface. The way this technology works is by reducing the flow of water on the surface so that landslides will not occur. It doesn't stop there. The Molihuto Bridge uses a concrete structure made from a mixture of fly ash and rice husk ash to improve the quality and durability of the concrete. This bridge design plan also applies sustainable development. Akbar revealed that the use of mixed concrete also aims to reduce carbon emissions produced by concrete so that it is more environmentally health friendly. Thanks to this innovation, the Ergo team managed to win first place in the International Bridge Design Competition organized by the Diponegoro University Civil Student Association recently. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from Juicy Lucy. Juicy Lucy, a band from Bandung, West Java, was formed in 2010. This band consists of Julian Emperor on the vocal, Dennis Ligia on the guitar, Zamzam YM on the guitar and saxophone, Dwi Nugroho on the drums, and Bina Bagja on the bass. This time, Juicy Lucy, who is now enjoying fame in Indonesia, collaborates with Indonesian singer and actress Mawar De Jong by releasing a single, Tak Di Tanganku, on March 16, 2023. The song, with an acoustic touch, tells the story of the romance of two people who are separated by time and distance. The relationship depicted in this song is not only about lovers, but also the relationship between parents and children, best friends, and many more. Well, listener, here is the song by Juicy Lucy and Mawar De Jong, Tak Di Tanganku, or in English, Not In My Hands.
Malam kita sudah beda, 6 jam lebih cepat bulanku tiba. Kau masih senang di luar, ku sudah tenang di kamar. Cerita siapa yang dengar, rindu kita bertengkar.
Terang di sana cepat, di sini gelap, ku masih tertidur lelah. Hanya bisa berharap engkau di sana baik-baik saja.
Siapa yang jadi bahu saat kau perlu menangis terluka di payung rindu? Apa ada yang ambil peranku menjaga dirimu yang kini tak di tanganku.
Bagi kita juga beda, 6 jam lebih lama hangatku tiba. Ku baru membuka mata, kau sudah makan kedua. Gelisah siapa sama.
Terang di sini cepat, di sana gelap,
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tiba waktuku untuk berpisah denganmu, menangislah. Kasih telah mengalahkan cinta.
listener, thank you so much for enjoying the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, streaming voinews.id and RRE Playo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Or you can also send a message on our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. I'm Rahmawati signing out. Thank you for joining the English program of Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.